Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
It's time to follow what feels right in Fort Myers, like making time for each other in tropical settings, kidding around on white sand beaches, surrounded by nature. It just feels right to relax and reconnect with the ones you love in Fort Myers. Book a direct flight to Southwest Florida International Airport and plan your trip to our islands, beaches, and neighborhoods at visitfortmyers.com.
Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show. Hey!
Now, this is what Wednesday sounds like. Hey, good day. Welcome on in. 19th of July, 2023. It's a Wednesday morning and Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey on this hump day. Happy hump day. If you're feeling humpy, hey, no judgment. I would say it's a little early for me, but you do you. As long as you're listening, I'm happy. 0874 100102 for your texts or your WhatsApps. And I love to hear your voice notes, particularly to see if you sound as bad as I do at this hour of the morning. 0874 100102. Preferential treatment for voice notes this morning. Your chance to win €100,000 on the cash machine this week. Details coming up. And what your A to Z. Your A to Z at 6:33 is coming up as well. Don't get too excited. But we'll do that in a few minutes. Liberty X and Jonas Brothers on the way. Let's start with a V. Becky Hill and Sigala, Heaven in My Mind, today FM. Playing the music you love. Good morning. 23 minutes past 6 o'clock. Ian Dempsey is off. And Ray Foley's my name. I was about to say Ian Dempsey on for Ray Foley. That's where we've reached, guys. Day three. Lack of sleep. Soldiering on through, but not complaining about it.
No.
See, that has always been my greatest asset. I'm never one to complain.
Never a peep out of you.
No.
I hide my problems under a bushel.
Yeah, tears of a clown, isn't it?
Tears of a clown. Problems under a bushel. Hey, Ray, do you have any problems? I do. Well, where are your problems, Ray? Because I can't see them. Do you see that bushel over there? That's where I keep my problems.
They say storing it up inside is unhealthy, Ray. You know, sometimes if you feel right, you should vent.
I was a very good boy last night. I had the dinner. See, if you have the dinner too late, it'll keep you awake. So had the dinner about 6 o'clock in the evening.
Grand,
yeah. Isn't that a very manageable
time? Absolutely.
By the way, sorry, Ray's here. JP's there.
Hiya.
Sean O'Reilly's over there.
Hello.
And yes, I had the dinner at a manageable time, about 6 o'clock. And then got to bed at about 10:30.
Okay.
And then had a little, generally I have a little read of my comic books.
Cool.
I'm reading a Superman comic at the moment. It's rubbish. Superman comics, I mean, Batman's the only one worth reading. Superman, there's no element of, oh, what's going to happen now with Superman? No, he's the most mightiest creature that has ever lived. He's going to destroy everyone. Superman's going to win again. Now, we know that Batman's going to win again as well. But at least there's an element of, he's just a human. He has no superpowers.
You know, Batman's going to struggle a little, whereas Superman shouldn't really.
This is it. He's a Kryptonian. Son of Kal-El. Son of Jarrell. He's Kal-El. Anyway, I digress. So there I was in bed, getting wound up about Superman. And eventually turned off the light. So 11:15. Woke up again at 12:15 with wicked indigestion. Like, horrific heartburn. You know that scene in the first Alien film?
Yeah.
Where John Hurt, he's like, ooh, I think I've, ooh, dear, ooh.
Something's gone down the wrong way.
Ooh, splat. Yeah. And something skittering across my bedroom floor. That's what it was like.
Yeah.
All I needed was an android with milk for blood. It was just very upsetting. Aww. And I was awake all night. I think, do you know what? I genuinely think I'm developing an ulcer or something. You know, with all the anxiety.
They say that's stress-related, yes.
It's stress-related. Do you know what? I think filling in for Ireland's most beloved broadcaster and not living up to expectations is probably... And the anxiety involved with that... But guys, my problems are under a bushel. Well, I won't go looking for them.
I can't see them.
They're in a bushel somewhere. I need to prune that bushel. Julie, but today FM. Baby, What a song. Dua Lipa Dance the Night. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Good morning. It's Ray Foley on Free and Dempsey at 6.29 a.m. Voice notes on 087-4100-102. Mark is over there this morning. Marky Mark. That sounds just noise. It's radio noise there from Mark. Mark, sorry.
Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, sweetie.
And gang, how's it going?
Good, sir.
excuse me. Good morning, Ray and gang. Have a super Wednesday. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. Oh, you sound very enthusiastic. I don't like people who sound very enthusiastic this hour of the morning.
It's like he kicked into his phone voice halfway through.
Just give it a rest, man. And who have I got over there? Martin, I think. Is there? Hello, Mom. Marchine?
Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning, sweetie.
Running a bit late this morning, but just heading into Insomnia for the nice coffee.
Oh, colour me jealous.
Keep her lit, lad.
Keep her lit, indeed, sir. Thank you very much. I'd love an Insomnia coffee this morning, although Insomnia is generally the pep in my step, the kick in the arse that I need at this hour of the morning. But again, with the old heartburn, I'm like, I can't do it.
He hides his problems well, though. Keeps them under the bushel.
They're under that bushel. They're very well concealed. He plays his emotional cards very close to his chest. Thank you very much indeed, Phil. It's 6.34. Slightly late for 6.33, A2Z 6.33. Here's how it works. I'm going to spin a wheel. We're going to get a random letter, and that random letter is going to be the first letter of your three song options this morning. Are you excited?
Very excited, woo! Yeah.
Pumped.
Your cheekers. What'd you call me?
Pumped.
Sorry. Don't encourage them to be texting in now. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't made it easy for you this morning. Oh, actually, sorry. Spin the wheel.
Don't know yet.
Yeah, spin the wheel. Yeah. There we go. All right. Spin the wheel.
Legal spin, guys.
Do you want to give it a good hoosh there? Sorry, JP.
Okay, I'll go again.
One, two, three. There we go. Okay, so we're looking for a letter, a good letter.
Okay. Legal spin.
Come on.
That's a legal spin.
Where's it going to go?
Oh, my God, no way. Guys, this morning on your A to Z at 6.33, your song options are beginning with the letter N.
Trying to keep up with the tone, dude.
Notorious B.I.G. and Notorious. No one knows. Queens of the Stone Age.
Alright.
No one knows.
And.
Oh my god.
How do you choose from those?
I told you I wasn't making it easy this morning. The decision is yours. 0874-100-102. Notorious B.I.G. Queens of the Stone Age. Or David Morales. What do you want? Text or WhatsApp 0874-100-102. We'll play your selection in a couple of minutes. Panic at the Disco. This is High Hopes.
It's very similar now you say it.
Derivative, that's the word.
Put that out to text because we'll get an answer on that.
Oh, hang on. Shauna, come on.
Do it again?
No, the nation doesn't want to hear it again. 0874-100-102.
Thanks, new song. It's called Run Away. Yeah, Run Away. Today FM playing the music you love. This question for you now. Did they miss a trick not having Pink on the soundtrack for the Barbie movie? Because, I mean, Pink is the ultimate Barbie colour.
Yeah,
you're right.
Or is she on it? 1 second. Barbie.
I think Mark Ronson has done the soundtrack, but I'm sure they have original songs on there as well.
Please hold. Or Aerosmith, Pink, another great song.
Oh, I love that
correct.
Song.
Yeah.
Any money, there'll be Aerosmith on the A2Z tomorrow. Any money. Either A for Aerosmith or P for Pink. Speaking of, hang on 1 second. Pink has a song called Barbies from 2017.
There you go.
They have to have used Barbie. Come on. Barbie, the album, various soundtrack. I don't know if Pink is on it though. Please hold. You don't mind waiting while I check this?
No,
I'm
going
to go
not.
To Barbie when it's out on Friday. I'm not going to go on the Friday, but I'll probably go the following week.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. I'll go. Yeah.
I'm going to see Barbie. I'm going to see Oppenheimer. Yeah. And I'm going to see both of them around October when they're on streaming.
Fair enough.
Because I just don't go to the pictures. Speaking of your A2Z, it's the letter N this morning. N for Notorious.
keep up with the cone dudes.
Notorious B.I.G. Notorious.
We are
Notorious. N for Queens of the Stone Age. And no one knows. What a song. Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA, Today FM. We got a party in the USA. It's a party in Australia. A party down under. Dermot and Dave are having a party down under, and I mean that in the cleanest way possible on this week. I mean, children are listening. They've landed in Australia to cheer on the girls in green, which means the Dermot and Dave Out Believe Tour podcast is live. It's your only source for all the behind-the-scenes crack from the trip of a lifetime. Make sure you subscribe to the Dermot and Dave Out Believe Tour podcast now, wherever you get your podcasts, and tune in.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Wednesday morning, the 19th of July. It's just about 5 minutes past 7 o'clock. Ray Foley on Free and Dempsey. Let's do this.
The Kickstart Song.
With Actimel. Start your day with Actimel Immune Support.
We're going to County Wicklow this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, give it up for Anna Maria Kyo. Hello, Anna Maria.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good morning, madam. How are you today?
Not too bad at all, thanks.
Good. What's your plan? What's happening?
Just got the runners on now to get out for my walk first, anyway.
You've got the runners on. Touch and go there for a moment. I was worried about your belly. Is you out for the walk this morning? How long do you do?
An 8 kilometre walk.
Are you joking me? At this hour?
Unbelievable. Yeah, get it done and dusted for the day.
Ace, Kate, do you count your steps?
I do, yeah.
All right, you've got a Fitbit or a watch or something to...
It's an app on the phone, yeah.
An app on the phone, very good, and it counts all the steps. So how many would you get in 8 kilometres then?
Just over the 10.
Jeez. So they're all done and dusted?
That's it, yeah. So out of the way.
What time do you finish the walk at?
It takes about an hour, between over an hour.
So by 8 o'clock this morning you'll be back in the bed?
Oh God, no, no, no. I'm off for the day now.
I would. So you'd be getting about 20,000 in your day then, would you?
I would about that, yeah.
Stop, you're making the rest of us look bad.
This is
crazy. Do you have anyone you'd like to say hello to this morning?
Just everyone that knows me, because then you don't leave anyone out.
Exactly. Yeah. Because the minute they hear that they're not mentioned, you'll
be
roasted.
That's it, they're on the buzzer then, yeah.
Yeah, straight on the phone to you. All right then, let's see. Your song is fantastic. I'll hand over to you to intro it. You just tell me then, isn't it Hit That Button, Ray?
Yeah.
Hit That Button, Ray, or Hit That Button, Ian. It's whatever suits you. I'll still hit the button regardless.
That's perfect, yeah. No
in your
bother.
Own time, go for it.
Hello to all of Ireland and everyone that knows me. Hope you have a great Wednesday. We're halfway through the week now, weekend in sight. And I want to wish the best of luck to everyone tomorrow trying to get Taylor Swift tickets. Hit that button, Ray.
Hey, yeah. Come on, Anna Maria. Good luck trying to get those tickets. Cheers, Anna Maria. Have a lovely day.
And you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Taylor Swift and Shake It Off. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Good morning. It's Wednesday the 19th of July at 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. There's JP.
How are you?
And Shauna joins us.
Hiya.
Good morning. We have a look at the front pages of the newspapers for your Wednesday. We'll begin with the Irish Daily Mail. Yeah, some of the newspapers still raking over the coals of that licence fee story. The people have stopped paying their licence fee. There's been a huge drop off since the Ryan Tuberty scandal. This is not the RTE payment scandal. This is not the RTE scandal. This is the Ryan Tuberty scandal. According to his agent, anyway, that's what I say. This is in the front of pack last week. The Irish Daily Mail has Fiona Looney saying, "I will pay my." This is a quote from her. "I will pay my TV license, and it's not because of the law, but it helps, I guess, yeah. Fiona, because it is the law." The Irish Daily Mail also has Children's Hospital, another fine mess. The deepening rift between the builders of the National Children's Hospital and its board is causing headaches for Cabinet, with ministers admitting terminating the contract now would only cost more money. Because when you're talking about such a massive amounts of money, and on this scale you're talking about huge contracts as well. And Ryan Giggs on the front page as well. Giggs in clear after X refuses to give evidence in retrial. He's saying he wants his career back. The Irish Examiner has wildfires. Europe on fire on the front page. This is Greece. A Greek policeman evacuating a child while the fires rage in the background. And the same, a similar photograph and same story on the front of the Irish Times. Greek wildfire. Europe faces relentless heat wave. And we heard in the bulletin on Today FM news this morning from Alex that Italy and, is it Spain, facing their highest ever temperatures ever today or the day after. The Irish Independent, Dermot and Dave, of course, are in Australia. They're not playing.
No, they're not taken to the pitch, we believe.
I believe they brought their gear just in case.
Yeah.
And they're trying to pass themselves off as ladies football players. In fact, the most convincing of all of them, Dermot and Dave. There's a suggestion they're going to tug out. But no, they're Vera Powell has declined to name them on her squad for Thursday. World class, the captain and the super sub helping Ireland scale new heights
on the global stage. And there's going to be blanket coverage now of the Women's World Cup over the next couple of weeks. And turn on Dermot and Dave from 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. They're going to be live from Australia. And Town Reeling, this is a heartbreaking story, and a lot of the newspapers leading with this. The Irish Independent, Town Reeling after second tragedy in just 3 months. And the photograph of Owen Fitzpatrick, the 36-year-old, and his son Dylan, who died in a moped crash on holidays in Turkey. The Irish Daily Star is the same story. Mum's tears for Hull tragedy boy who was 10. She hails kindest child who died with dad in moped smash. Like I said, absolutely heartbreaking. And the Irish Sun has the same story and a photograph of them too. It looks like a special occasion. Killed on last day of holiday. And the Irish Daily Mirror, the same story there. Dad and son killed in Hull's moped horror. Ryan Giggs making the front page. The Women's World Cup as well. And the Irish Daily Mirror also has Barbie, the first review of the... Oh. Is it any good? Please hold.
I thought they were embargoed. Oh, it is today. The reviews are out. Yes.
So the journalists would have watched the movies, both Oppenheimer and Barbie. Do you know what? Barbie could be touch and go. It has the potential to be a disaster.
I've heard it's going to be divisive.
Pages 22 and 23, please hold. You don't mind waiting.
People are saying Ryan Gosling could be in the running for an Oscar in this one.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you joking me?
No, I'm dead serious.
For a plastic doll?
I saw a couple of early snap hot takes yesterday and they're saying Ryan Gosling, Oscar.
This is the Irish Daily Mirror, right? This is Andy Lee in the Irish Daily Mirror. Plastic is fantastic in gleefully messy feminist parable. Messy, that's ringing alarm bells for me. The final paragraph here says, but after over-polished blockbusters, this messiness feels refreshing. Messiness. I'm concerned.
You can do messy. You can do a messy radio.
It's gleeful messiness as well.
I've been running a messy radio broadcasting career for the last 20 years. Messiness feels refreshing. Barbie is a rare studio movie which is prepared to take risks, and for long stretches, it comes close to living up to the hype. Oh, not a good sign.
Alarm bells, hello.
He gives a 4 out of 5, though, which is a strong score. That's worth checking out in the Daily Mirror this morning. And I suppose on the other side of it, then, Christopher Nolan does not do a messy movie. The Oppenheimer film, starring Cillian Murphy, also coming out on the same day this weekend. So it's Barbie versus Oppenheimer. Barbenheimer, they're calling it. Church of Mont and Jax Jones, I got you. This is Today FM. It's 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. In your gift room this morning, a classic gift from February when Paul Mescal gave an interview. This was ahead of the Oscars and a lot of buzz around Paul. He was at an award ceremony and he gave his speech in Irish and the country lost the plot.
And the Irish language getting huge coverage all across the world because of one man, Paul Mescal. He's in the New York Times and they're talking about him saving the Irish language single-handedly on the world stage. Mara Nigilafarig, Tranona Wahu Mara.
Tranona Wahu. Joe.
You're a Ballantine and spittle.
Do you, Paul O'Mescal?
God bless Paul O'Mescal.
Our bookings are up 700% in the last week because of Paul Mescal, Joe.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
He's the one who's putting our language on the map, Joe.
Breida in Dublin.
Hiya, Joe.
Breida, your love for the Irish language has been restored by Paul Mescal.
Take you will to Joe.
Oh, that's
it's
lovely.
Gralam Gaelica. I adore Paul. When he speaks Irish, I hear it for the first time.
Keinte, Breed. Oh, I have a surprise. He's on the line.
Leha.
Hi, Breida.
Go on.
Paul on show. Conasitatu.
A foal.
Come on.
A soul.
Come on.
Tome in Los Angeles.
Nis mofo more.
Oh, lovely.
Tome Biogan Tirshak.
Oh my God. It's beautiful.
Come on.
You must be tired.
He's tired.
Saving the language all on your own, Paul.
Fantastic, fantastic. Paul Mescal, fantastic. President Michael D. Higgins, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Joe. Chogordachus a fool. Well done, etc.
Goramahagut, Uchteran.
Yes, whatever. I think it's worth pointing out, Joe, that it's not just one person out there flying the flag for the Irish language. No, and that many of us have been doing it for many years now.
Of course.
And speaking it constantly to each other.
Of course.
So I would say to Breida, for example. Breida.
Breida.
No, that didn't do it for me, really.
Excuse me?
Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you say something else?
A couple more.
Just the poetry of it all.
This is not poetry. He just said big horse, for God's sake.
Michael D. Dahi O'Shea. Tranona what, Dahi?
Skelp, Joseph. Stall the ball there. Stopping on Lear Road. I thought I was the Gael Gorey speaking stud muffin department.
Sorry, Hector O'Hugagon's on the line.
Lower us Gaelic at a foe.
Sorry, lads, can you... Hector, go ahead.
How are you, folks? Tall Hector, totally marginalised in ish.
Go on.
10-4, Hector, not air on New York, Tom.
Sha. Tall Bronorum, Hector.
Oh, the humility, us Gaelic.
Now, Paul is a humble lad. He's lovely.
What humility? He only has a few words, us Gaelic.
Sorry, Michael D. But Michael Flatley's on the line. Go.
Jesus, Joe. I think it's great to see an Irish lad spreading the blarney all over the world.
Keen to.
Martha, the begrudgery, alive and well and living in Ireland. And me granddaddy, the tinker Flatley, always said, Tán cock and millish, insin uspidale, air nos nugiha bigabs.
Gumaleshgale, Tommy, late for an award ceremony.
Oh, no problem, Paul,
oh,
no problem.
The blast and everything.
What blast? Tommy, late is nonsense. Deinach is the Irish word for late.
Bye, Paul.
It's long before, Breeder.
Michael D, let it go, please.
This is ridiculous.
Let it go, Michael D. It's all over, okay? Stop.
Ligshedal.
What are you talking about now?
Let it go. Ligshedal, for God's sake.
What's that meant to be?
Oh, sit yourself.
Gift Grub. More at 8:10.
Bruno Mars and Locked Out of Heaven. This is Today FM playing the music you love. It's 7:37 a.m. Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday. Hopefully it's nice for you. It's all right. It's all right. Odd enough. Showers. Scattered showers. Sunny spells. Sunny spells and scattered showers. Top temperature 16 to 19 Celsius. Do a waffle then?
Yep.
You excited about this then, John Paul?
Yes, I am.
Sean,
because there's always a chance to win.
Very
a
excited.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's ringing. Who am I ringing here?
It should be Eileen in Limerick.
Hello. Eileen in Limerick.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. A bit nervous now.
Don't be nervous. We'll be gentle. And
okay.
The thing is, you can always be assured you're not going to get it because JP has come up with a list of the answers, and you'll get it. I'd say you get four of them, and then there'll be one you'll be given out about. And he needs to be held to account. His feet, Eileen, need to be held to the fire on this because someone needs to call him out on it. How are you this morning? What's happening?
I'm good. I'm just in work, just starting work now.
You're in work already? What do you work at?
I'm a chef and I work in Limerick, in a pub in Limerick.
In a pub? So are you doing breakfast this morning?
We do breakfast and lunch, and then there's
Carvery?
An evening stuff. Then. It's Carvery lunch,
oh,
yes.
Oh, very nice. Let me get this. Can I get a little bit of the beef, and can I get a little bit of the turkey, and just a little bit of the ham?
Do you get annoyed when people ask for the three meats?
I want one of each of the meats.
I want all the meats.
One of the meat and loads of the gravy as well, please. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Hey, we're just here to serve the people.
give the people what they want. Oh yes.
Exactly.
What's your fastest move in veg, Eileen?
Veg.
The runner beans.
Do you know, I like
carrots,
really interesting. I like cabbage.
Okay.
That's why I've been working with JP all these years.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, what pub do you work in? Do you want to give a shout out to everyone in work?
Okay, I work in the south in Quinlan Street. And say hi to everyone.
Lots of love to everyone there. Anyone else you'd like to give a shout out to before we do the waffle?
Well, any of my family that are listening today in Cork and Dublin and wherever they are.
Lovely stuff. All right, we've got 1,000 euro. You ready, madam?
Okay.
Okay, deep breath.
Come on.
Here we go. We can do this thing. Let's clean them out. 1,000 euro for you on Waffle this morning.
Today's Waffle topic is...
Mission Impossible. Go!
Oh, Mission Impossible. Film. Tom Cruise. Spy or I don't know, action. Mission Impossible. 1, 2, 3, 4. Simon Pegg. Oh my God. Mission Impossible.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds. This mission, yeah. Should you choose to accept it? Oh,
exactly.
that was very stressful. I've got secondhand stress just listening to you trying to come up with them. All right, Eileen, let's go through them. Tom Cruise, you got, yeah.
Yes.
Big film franchise with Tom Cruise. It's been running and running.
Yeah.
The theme tune is what I've got here.
Yeah.
The music, yeah, dum, 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 dum. Very good.
And Simon Pegg, you said, he's been in the last few of them as well. The last number of them, actually. Since three, he's been Tom Cruise's backup, his support in the movies. That's three of them. However, Ethan Hunt is the character. Ethan Hunt.
Yes.
Dead Reckoning is the name of the current movie.
Wouldn't have had a clue on that one.
That's the current. It's out this week. Come here, we'll give you a present. Shauna, what have you got?
I will give you a snazzy Today FM pen.
A pen?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fabulous. Thank you very much.
Wow, a consolation from a thousand euro to a pen, Eileen.
It's a large drop.
It's a nice pen.
You know, it's you get what you get, I suppose.
Thank you very much. Thanks, and Ray. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Eileen. Seeing you too. Take me to the clouds above. This is Today FM playing the music you love at 12 minutes to 8 o'clock. Ray Foley on Free and Good Day.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show
with Disney Plus. The Bear returns for season 2 on July 19th, exclusively on Disney Plus.
Today FM.
It is July 19th. It means The Bear's out today.
Woohoo!
You can binge. Is it? Are they putting all the episodes up in one go?
I think so.
The full series, yeah. Then. You can binge it if you like. Now, it's supposed to be fantastic.
Looking forward to that.
I've heard a good report. What are we doing? Coldplay, we heard in the headlines at 7:30, actually. Are they coming to Dublin or not?
Well, there's been a lot of speculation around this, right? Yeah. So for the last couple of days, there's been conversation on Instagram about 4 dates in Croke Park for Coldplay. Now, personally, I thought that was a scam. There was kind of a competition being shared, win tickets for Croke Park, Coldplay.
Yeah.
So I thought it was untrue. However, I might be wrong because there is a tweet circulating showing a screen. They're in Amsterdam at the moment, right? Yeah. And on the screen at the gig in Amsterdam, there's flashing through hashtag Coldplay Vienna, hashtag Coldplay Amsterdam, and hashtag Coldplay Dublin is there.
Is there?
Yes.
Is this an accidental leak? Did someone jump the gun before the thing was announced or released?
Maybe.
Amazing. We were just talking about Coldplay last night, actually, because my beloved, out of nowhere, has declared she wants to go to Taylor Swift next year.
Okay.
Has never been a Taylor Swift fan.
Wouldn't have put Kate down as a Swiftie.
Yeah, not in the least. I said, name me one Taylor Swift song. She said, that Shaken song.
She's got caught up in the hype.
I said, you've never played it, you don't listen to her on Spotify, you don't have any of the album, you're not into Taylor Swift at all. She said, I think it'd be a great night out, I'd love to go to it.
She's probably right.
She says, can you get me tickets? I said, no, but you can join the queue yourself. But you know, it's the perfect timing, because I was saying, there's only one band I think that I would be interested in going to on that scale, and probably Coldplay.
Haven't you seen them live and you said they were very good?
When the Point was revamped into the Three Arena, one of the first gigs, I don't know, it was the first gigs for when they opened the doors, one of the first big gigs when they opened the doors was a Coldplay gig. And again, I would never have been a fan, much like Taylor Swift, would never have been a fan, wouldn't have been into it at all. Went, knew every single song. They did the thing with the glitter from the
Did they have big balls?
Sorry, what?
Did they have the big balls?
I've seen Coldplay's big balls around the crowd. I don't know if they had the big balls, but they had the big the glitter falling from the ceiling at the end, and pyrotechnics and all. They were absolutely sensational. Highly recommend Coldplay live. So fingers crossed they are coming next year.
July 2024. Here's hoping.
Watch this space.
Yep.
And we've got a run-in with the law for one of our most beloved television presenters.
Absolutely. Tommy Bowe of Ireland AM has been forced to deny claims that he has been arrested. Some very convincing pictures have been doing the rounds on social media of him being hauled off by the Gardaí. And the text claims that he was arrested over something he said on air.
Have you seen these photographs?
What, these are like a story's been reported, or is it like an ad, or what is it?
It looks like, do you remember those photographs of Donald Trump being arrested, those AI photographs?
Okay, yeah.
It's the same deal, except it's with Tommy Bowe. It looks like they've got Gardaí written on their uniforms, and it looks like he's been hauled off.
Right.
It's amazing. Like, it's so convincing.
Oh,
like,
so it's a deep fake kind of thing.
I think it is, yeah. Oh.
Well, he has to say, listen, I make cock-ups on air all the time, but they're not illegal, I have not been arrested. 10 siblings was not that bad.
There's an APB out in Tommy Bowe. Apparently it's some sort of crypto thing. They're trying to get people to click on it and get people to click on the story and then buy crypto or Bitcoin or something like that. But Tommy's come out and said it's nothing to do with him. But the photographs are mind-blowing, what they can do with the deepfakes.
It's scary.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And if you see any reports of me being arrested for crimes against radio, well, you can be assured they're absolutely justified. And speaking of arrests,
yeah.
Gigi Hadid's run in with the law.
Yeah, she's been arrested. Now, she's actually been arrested. Yeah, so this is not a deep fake.
Yeah.
So she was on her way to the Cayman Islands for a holiday with her friends. She was arrested at the airport for drug possession. They had a small amount of cannabis on their person, herself and her friend. So they were taken to a detention centre. They were later released on bail. They appeared in court, pleaded guilty. They received a fine of $1,000, and that was that. And she's back posting pictures of the holiday on the gram with the caption, "All's well that ends well." So okay. She's obviously out. She just has to a slap on the wrist, pay her fine, and away she goes.
You say she pleaded guilty?
She pleaded guilty,
so
yeah.
So Gigi Hadid rather than Gigi Hadidn't.
Well.
How do you plead? Hadid. Your Honour, Hadid. All right then, let it go. Done now. Kill that joke. Jazzy, give me. See, I told you I was going to be arrested. Jazzy on Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good morning. It's 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Ray Foley on Free and Dempsey. JP joins me.
How are you?
Sean is over there as well.
Hiya.
Good day. Welcome to Wednesday, the 19th of July. There's. Gillian texted. She says, Gillian in Galway. She texts, morning. Happy 19th of July. Dan says, "Why 19th of July?
It's ringing a bell.
So, was there something? You check the calendar there, Sean. Is there something there, Sean?
Oh,
jeez.
19th
of July. Dan texted as well. And Dunica is over there on voice note 087-4100-102. Dunica?
Hey, Ray.
Hey, love.
19th of July. What's that famous for again?
What's famous for again?
Oh, I just can't remember.
Come on.
Oh, I know now. It was the day the Ice Age ended.
Any idea why July the 19th should be so important? Would that be the day the Ice Age ended? No, Dougal. It can't be that precise about the Ice Age. I look it up in the diary. July 19th. On this day, Galway liberated from Indians. Mm-hmm. And, marathon becomes Snickers. A heart head. Ice Age ends.
Oh, Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. There it is. I knew this was a significant date. The Ice Age ends. Happy Father Ted Day, wherever you are today. And a gift grub this morning. It's a classic gift, actually. From back in April, when a recruitment drive was put in place following a shortage of ban on teas. Manana chak the cheese. Manana chak.
Cheesy women. What?
Manana chihina. That's a look at it. There was a shortage of ban on teas in the Gaeltacht. So our recruitment drive was in full effect.
Good afternoon. The headlines. A stunning new documentary on T.G. Cahir has revealed a chronic shortage of ban on teas in the Gaeltacht. The Department of Education has asked people to get involved and apply. So far, thousands of applications have been received. Here's a flavour of some.
Miriam O'Callaghan, is Sanam Thumb? Well, fuck. I'd love to be a ban on tea. I practically have been all my life anyway. Taking in 12, 15 students in a posh tea would be a walk in the park. My house has basically been a B&B for the last 40 years anyway. And I love the Irish language. Ismalam Gaelga. Dilly, no douse, no douse, no douse. Imagine me making breakfast every morning for 20 kids singing Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah on Buckerwilla. I'd love to do it. In Norera. That's Irish for genuinely. Shh. Ooh, how are you? Heather Humphreys is Annam Dunn, Minister for Social Protection there. Well, looking at the last polls, Fine Gael are heading down the tubes. She isn't a tubiner. So it's time for me to be looking at some protection for myself. Know what I mean? So I'd be one of them ban on teas. It'd be a bit of crack. Dancing around St. Kishton with the students to Supergrass. We are young, we're on green, keep our theatre nice and clean. Woohoo!
Katie Taylor is Annam Dunn. Yeah, I think it's very important that students come to the Gaeltacht to learn Irish, but also to get life experience away from the house and to spend time with their peers in a kind of rite of passage experience which so many of us enjoyed in the past. And I think as a ban on tea, I could bring discipline to the proceedings, getting them up in the mornings, training, and anybody gets out of line, they get a box in the ears, working them hard and preparing them to say the longest sentence in the history of the Irish language without taking a breath, which I would say by being a kind for one sentence in 2 weeks straight, by not stopping ever.
Panty Bliss is Annam Dunn.
And well, I heard the clarion call from the Gaeltacht. And do you know, I think I would offer value for money, as I could fulfill both roles, Ben on T as Panty Bliss, and Far on T as Rory O'Neill. As Far on T, I could drive them to the disco or the Kaylee, or whatever their hearts desire. And in the morning, as Panty, give them their Weetabix and their sausages. Oh, Far on T, Ban on T, Panty.
Anne-Marie and Shania Twain, Today FM, playing the music you love. 16 minutes past 8 o'clock. Good morning, Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey for your Wednesday. Happy Father Ted's Day to you. Today, of course, is the day that the Ice Age ended.
That's there you go, the more you know, huh?
So I've got a two-night break for two. Where's my sheet of paper for that, JP?
You have it over there in your right-hand side, Raymond.
Laying it.
I can see it from here.
Farnham Estate. Every day this week, we're giving you the chance to win a two-night stay at Farnham Estate Spa and Golf Resort with acres of woodlands and spa and lakes to explore, an 18-hole golf course and a superb health spa. Farnham Estate is the perfect location for a relaxing getaway. Farnhamestate.ie is the website. Check it out. I was thinking for the texts today, we could do... This is very specific now. But I need you to explain it to me in your case. You can send us a voice note, 0874-100-102, or send us a text, right? The stupid things that exist only between you and your partner or between you and your family, okay? Like, I'm talking about the weird stuff that nobody knows outside of your relationship or outside of the house. Like, if people outside the house knew that you carried on this way, you'd be worried about you.
Right. You keep it to yourselves because it's a little bit embarrassing.
I've got a couple of them.
All right.
You know, smart cars.
Yeah.
My wife's going to kill me for telling this now.
Smart cars, yeah.
Smart cars.
Yeah,
I've heard of them.
Do you know what they are?
The little cars.
The tiny little cars, the little two-seater cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we were in the holidays years ago, they're huge. They're not that popular here. You see the odd time in Ireland. The tiny little two-seater car. They've got like a tiny boot. There's no seats in the back. They're tiny.
Yeah.
You could actually park them sideways in a car parking space. And you see them the very odd time in Ireland. But in like France, Spain, Italy, they're hugely popular. When we were on holidays in Italy, we every time we would see them, we go, geez, there's another smart car again. And geez, there's another smart car. And we started singing a made up song.
This is going great. This is going great.
This is bonkers. This is bonkers, right?
All right. Here's an insight into their relationship.
This is how nuts we are, right? So this is years ago on holiday. We started singing a song to each other where one of us, when we would see a smart car, we'd go, everywhere you go, there is a... And then the other one would go... Smart car.
Was it based on anything?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just seeing...
It's an original production.
Just seeing loads of smart cars. And then, now, to this day, if we see a smart car... Like, we saw a smart car last week, and once again, I kicked into, everywhere you go, there is a... And Kate goes, smart car. We have another one. Me and my youngest, Andrew, he's 9. Another weird thing where we say I love you, but we don't say I love you, we say I love you. I love you.
Oh, that's kind of cute, Jim.
Right, so he says, Daddy, I love you. So when I'll be dropping him to school, he'd go, I love you. And we give him a little hug and he goes, I love you. And I go, I love you.
Oh.
And then we started out of nowhere. We started pretending to cry. This is outside the school, right? Before the summer holidays.
Play acting.
The two of us started pretending to cry to each other while saying, I love you, with a cute voice. So now, and again, that has stuck. So now me and my youngest constantly say to each other, I love you. I love you too. Oh, Daddy, I love you. Just weird stuff in your family, either between you and your loved one or between you and your family. 0874-100-102. If you share the weirdest, I'll put you in to win a trip for two nights in Farnham Estate. You and your Aisling JP, your fiance, your weird things between each other.
We've got weird language that we speak to each other. And it's like, it's comprehensive at this stage. It should be put down in book form. But we've lots of different names for stuff. So random stuff like kitchen appliances. The dishwasher is the washy washy. It's not the dishwasher. What? That's not that funny. The
JP,
freezer.
Will you put this bowl in the washy washy?
The freezer is the very, very cold place. And the fridge is the very cold place. And the oven is the very, very, very hot place. Correct.
I can see a theme here.
Anything that's really small is called a dinky do.
Right, okay.
Regardless, you're talking about smart cars. If you saw a smart car, there's a dinky do.
Yeah, that's used regularly in JP's love life.
Exactly. And the other one was, I don't know how this started or where it came from, but she bought us pairs of matching dressing gowns.
Right.
And they have
of course.
They have our names embroidered on the
Guys,
back.
This is marvellous. Actually, you can forget the text. We're just doing JP between now and nine.
This feels like some sort of therapy session.
This is TMI. 0874 100 102. Sorry, go on with the dressing gowns.
This is not going to make any sense. And it doesn't even make sense to me, but we've pairs of dressing gowns.
Yeah.
But they're not called dressing gowns. We refer to them as zeros. And it, like, did you put the zeros in the wash? It makes no sense. Sorry, in the washy-washy place. It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense. I concede. I admit. It makes no sense to me. But that's where we're at now.
0874 100 102.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good morning. It's 8:42. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. And it's Wednesday. Right, I'm Ray. There's JP.
How are you?
There's Shauna.
How are you?
If he's reading your text messages, you bunch of weirdos.
Some of these are very good. They really are.
The weird things in your family or with your partner or your loved one. Mine is with smart cars. When my wife and I see a smart car, everywhere you go there is a
smart car.
And now everyone's going to be doing, do you know what, this is free marketing for smart. Do you know what, smart car should give me a free car. Forget your free Renaults. Give me a free smart car anytime. The next scandal. Every DJ in Today FM driving around in a tiny, tiny car that you can park sideways. 0874 100 102.
Karma says, my husband is from Limerick. We live in Clare, where I'm from. I once said to my three-year-old that daddy is from stinky Limerick. And now that's the only way we talk about Limerick in the house. It's always stinky Limerick.
Apologies to Limerick this morning.
No
sorry.
Offense. That's just karma.
Fired.
Jen in Knocklyon says, as kids, our dad bought us biros with our names on them. At any point over the following weeks, months, even years, he would call out, Biro inspection! And we all had to produce our monogrammed pen. And this is good. Christina says, in our house, there's multiple ones here. Christina says, in our house, the remote control is the Mickey Flick. The noise when you open a tin of biscuits is a humna. A humna. And when it's time to go to bed, we say, buzz knocks.
What was the first one? Mickey Flicks.
Mickey Flick.
Here, pass the Mickey Flick. It's ringing.
Who's
this?
It's Donnie and Roscommon.
Donnie.
It is. Hi, how's it going?
Hello, sir. How are you today?
Not too bad. And yourself?
Good. We're looking for freaky weirdos to partake in our competition. Do you fit the bill? What's your freaky thing in your family?
I think so. We play a game called Sneaky Arse. Basically, you could be just minding your own business, walking around the house, and you'll walk into a room and you'll get a face full of cheeks. Our 8-year-old Caelan, he is the best at it. He'll be calling you, telling you there's a problem in a room. He'd pretend he's hurt or something, and you'll run in to see is he okay, and he'll have the cheeks out.
Sneaky arse. Sneaky arse.
Sneaky arse.
In fairness, I do this in my house. And the two lads, they're getting a bit old for it. But I go, oh my God, guys, do you see this? And they go, what? And there's the full moon alert.
Well, me and ourselves play it with the other parents of anatomy as well, but the kids aren't involved.
Oh, well, you're not involved. You've got to keep it clean when the kids are awake. Listen, I've got, for you, Donny, and your other half, you can go and play Sneaky Arse in Farnham Estate.
Brilliant.
We've got two nights in Farnham Estate for you. Breakfast each morning, dinner for two in the Cedar Rooms, and farnhamestates.ie is the website.
No sneaky arse in the Cedar Rooms.
No, listen, just do the sneaky arse back in the bedroom, okay?
Yeah, we'll try to keep our reception in the lobby and places like that.
What's your other half's name?
Julianne.
She's going to kill you for naming her.
She'll be all right.
Speak right. You have to win the two nights. Well done, sir. Thanks so much for the call. Thanks for the text.
Thank you very much. Oh, Ray.
Yeah.
Ray.
Love the show.
Hey! Megan Trainor and Made You Look. This is Today FM playing the music you love at 8 minutes to 9 o'clock. Still a bunch of weirdos texting with their weird little kooks and foibles. JP's dishwasher is the washy washy.
Yeah.
And the freezer is called a
very, very cold place.
And someone texted in about the remote control. What's that called? The Mickey Flicky?
Christina says the Mickey Flick. Yep.
The Mickey Flick. Helen's over there. 0874 100 102.
Hi Ray, it's Helen in Kilkenny.
Hi, yeah.
And my husband's family, when they were young, they used to call the ad breaks the Biddly Bums.
the Biddly Bums. Let's go,
Ray Foley.
I love the show.